the hall, then he'd go left to right. And whoa, he'd stop, giddy up, and cluck to him. One time you'd laugh.
Okay.
You just cluck to them and they know, oh, they're your truth.
Yeah.
That's the way you're true.
G is left, or?
G was right and the left was haw.
Okay.
G haw. G would go right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how about, how would you attach them up to the plaque?
Well, we had a collar, and a hang,
mm-hmm.
trace chains, and the back band. And if you put them in a car, you got the what I call a belly girth.
Mm-hmm.
So you can keep the car from tipping.
Uh-huh.
You have a band that would come under your belly that you would have to tighten up. But plowing, you only have a back band.
Okay.
Like plowing, but if they pull that plow, it's got a tension for the chains to come down. So you'd have to adjust those like you want them.
Mm-hmm.
In the same way hooking them to a wagon, a long mule or what is shorter, you'd have to use so many lengths of the chain and let off of you,
mm-hmm.
according to the size of
mm-hmm.
the mule.
Mm-hmm.
The old cart would fit any of them, but
okay.
Farm wagon.
Uh-huh.
But you'd have to put a harness on him and fix him and hook him up where he could back or go ahead.
Okay.
You'd have to backing harness on them for the wagon, link so they could back the wagon. Words on the farm cart. On the farm cart, the mule, when he backed up this, he would back his rump up against the front of the cart.
Mm-hmm.
The farm cart.
Mm-hmm.
But the wagon was different.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you had to have a harness that come across his butts and fix like that and hooked up to the front of the wagon onto his other
mm-hmm.
harness.
Mm-hmm.
Then as he backed up, that harness pulled the shafts of the wagon.
Uh-huh.
And then you could gee him or haul him and steer him.
Like
backing a big truck.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
But the farm cart was different.
Mm-hmm.
And you could make the little farm cart feel like a dump truck. So the latch it and dump your load.
Oh, okay.
Like you're hauling dirt
or
corn or potatoes.
Yeah.
See, we got to fill the load of potatoes and bring back up to the where we're going to bank them at, for the potato house. And we just trip it and dump them. And the women folks would call them out, make the grades out of them, and make different banks. And then we put our corn stalks on them, and pine straw, and then we'd bank the dirt up on them.
Huh.
Bank potatoes. They what call banking potatoes.
Uh huh. Is that just to store them?
No, you'll keep them the winter. We'll
okay.
bank them to preserve them,
uh-huh.
keep them from freezing and rotting.
Uh huh.
Then all of us have potato houses because we couldn't afford to build them.
Okay.
Just the big, well-to-do farmers.
Uh huh. Uh huh.
But us poor folk, we had to do the best we could.
What kind of potatoes?
Well, sweet potatoes. And we'd also grow what orange potatoes and sweet potatoes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You got different kinds of potatoes. You got the red one, the white one, and I don't know the names of all of them, but you had your Puerto Rican yams, your candy yams, different kinds.
Mm-hmm, okay. back to the wagons, what were they hooked to in the back, the mules?
The way the shafts was like this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they had a buckle onto the hinge.